Face-to-Face Elementary by Chris Redston and Gilly Cunningham. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 1. Welcome. Recording 0.1.
Hello. What's your name, please?
My name's Claire Dupont.
I'm Sarah Taylor. Welcome to the class.
Thank you.
Recording 0.2.
Hello, my name's Marco.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Recording 0.3.
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H. I. J. K. L. M. N. O. P. Q. R. S. T. U. V. W. X. Y. Z.
Recording 0.4. 1.
A. H. J. K.
2.
B. C. D. E. G. P. T. V.
3.
F. L. M. N. S. X. Z.
4.
I. Y.
5.
Q. U. W.
6.
O. R.
Recording 0.5.
Y. E. Double L. O. W. P. L. E. A. S. E. G. R. Double E. N. C. L. A. Double S. T. E. A. C. H. E. R. S. T. U. D. E. N. T. W. E. L. C. O. M. E.
Recording 0.6.
Open your book.
Look at page 10.
Match the words to the pictures.
Read the article.
Answer the questions.
Check your answers.
Listen and practice.
Work in pairs.
Work in groups.
Fill in the gaps.
Don't write.
Close your book.
Recording 0.7.
Hello. Sorry I'm late.
No problem. What's your first name?
It's Pablo.
What's your surname?
Ruano.
How do you spell that?
R-U-A-N-O.
Welcome to the class, Pablo.
Thank you.
Recording 0.8. A.
Hello? Is this the English class?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. I'm sorry I'm late.
No problem. What's your first name?
Isabel.
How do you spell that?
I-S-A-B-E-L.
And what's your surname?
It's Boutron.
And how do you spell that?
B-O-U-T-R-O-N.
Thanks, Isabel. Welcome to the class.
B.
Hello. Sorry I'm late.
No problem. What's your name?
My name's Pavel.
Is that your first name?
Yes.
How do you spell that, please?
P-A-V-E-L.
And what's your surname, Pavel?
Stepanov.
Okay. And how do you spell that?
S-T-E-P-A-N-O-V.
S-T-E-P-A-N-O-V. Thanks. Welcome to the class, Pavel.
Thank you.
Recording 0.9.
What's your first name? What's your surname? How do you spell that?
Recording 0.10.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Recording 0.11.
Bye, Lynn.
Goodbye. See you on Thursday.
Yes, see you.
Recording 1.1.
Hello, John.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm okay, thanks.
Recording 1.2.
Elena, this is Roberto.
Hello, Elena. Nice to meet you.
And you?
Recording 1.3.
Brazil. Brazilian.
Australia. Australian.
Argentina. Argentinian.
The USA. American.
Germany. German.
Italy. Italian.
Mexico. Mexican.
Russia. Russian.
The UK. British.
Spain. Spanish.
Poland. Polish.
Turkey. Turkish.
China. Chinese.
Japan. Japanese.
France. French.
Recording 1.4. Conversation 3.
Good morning. What's your name, please?
It's Maria Favia.
And where are you from?
I'm from Italy.
Conversation 4.
What are your names, please?
My name's Joe Hill, and this is Susan West.
Where are you from?
We're from the USA.
Welcome to the conference. You're in room C.
Conversation 5.
Where's he from?
He's from Mexico.
Okay. And where's she from?
She's from Australia.
Right. And where are they from?
They're from Spain, I think.
Recording 1.5.
I'm from Italy.
You're in room C.
He's from Mexico.
She's from Australia.
It's Maria Favia.
We're from the USA.
They're from Spain.
Recording 1.6.
Where are you from?
Where's he from?
Where's she from?
What's your name?
What are your names?
Where are they from?
Recording 1.7.
My name's Carol. What are your names? Our names are Joe and Susan. What are their names? His name's David. Her name's Molly.
Recording 1.8. A.
Hello. What are your names, please?
My name's Karen Jansen.
How do you spell your surname, please?
It's J-A-N-S-E-N.
Right.
And I'm Peter Iverson. That's I-V-E-S-O-N.
Okay. And where are you from?
We're from the UK.
Okay. Here are your name cards.
Oh, thank you very much.
B.
Good morning, sir. What's your name, please?
My name's Murat Demirlek.
Okay. How do you spell your surname?
D-E-M-I-R-L-E-K.
D-E-M-I-R-L-E-K. Right. And where are you from?
I'm from Turkey.
Okay. Here's your name card. Enjoy the conference.
Thank you very much.
C.
Hello. Are you here for the conference?
Yes. My name's Dorota Koprowska.
And how do you spell your surname, please?
K-O-P-R-O-W-S-K-A. K-A.
K-O-P-R-O-W-S-K-A. And where are you from?
I'm from Poland.
Here's your name card.
Thank you very much.
Recording 1.9. Conversation A.
Welcome to our hotel, Mrs. Johnson. You're in room 19.
Thank you.
Conversation B.
Hello, Tom. Where are you?
I'm in my room. It's number 427.
Conversation C.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Richards. You're in room 15.
Thank you very much.
Conversation D.
Peter, what's our room number?
319.
Oh, yes, of course.
Conversation E.
Good evening, Mr. Jones. Room 316?
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Recording 1.10. A.
020-8695-7322.
B.
01279-567-390.
C.
07949-274-118.
D.
0034-93-286-7746.
Recording 1.11. A.
What's the number of their hotel?
It's 01622-654-331.
B.
And Tina's in London. Her mobile number is 07931-516087.
C.
What's our new phone number?
Wait a minute. It's 01902-785-664.
Oh, yes. That's right.
D.
Hi, Tim. What's your number in Spain?
It's 0034-96-3922-959.
So that's 0034-96...
3922-959.
Okay, thanks.
Recording 1.12.
A doctor.
A musician.
An engineer.
A shop assistant.
A cleaner.
A police officer.
A waiter.
A waitress.
An accountant.
An actor.
An actress.
A builder.
A teacher.
A manager.
A housewife.
A lawyer.
Unemployed.
Retired.
Recording 1.13. Conversation 1.
Are you from Sydney?
No, we aren't from Australia. We're from South Africa.
Oh, really? And what do you do?
Well, I'm an engineer and Connie's a lawyer.
Conversation 2.
Who's he?
His name's John Palmer.
Is he a musician?
Yes, he is. But he isn't famous.
Conversation 3.
And what do you do?
I'm a doctor.
Oh, really? I'm a teacher.
Are you from Spain?
No, I'm not. I'm from Argentina.
Recording 1.14.
I'm not a teacher.
We aren't from Australia.
He isn't famous.
Are you from Spain?
Yes, I am.
No, I'm not.
Is he a musician?
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't.
Are you from Sydney?
Yes, we are.
No, we aren't.
Recording 1.15.
13. 30. 15. 50. 19. 90.
Recording 1.16.
40. 17. 80. 60. 18. 14. 16. 70.
Recording 1.17. 1.
What's your surname, please?
2.
What's your first name?
3.
And what's your nationality?
4.
What's your address?
5.
What's your home phone number?
6.
And what's your mobile number?
7.
What's your email address?
Recording 1.18.
Right. I need some personal details.
Okay.
What's your surname, please?
It's Holmes.
And how do you spell that?
H-O-L-M-E-S.
Okay. What's your first name?
David.
And what's your nationality?
I'm British.
Okay. What's your address?
It's 57 Green Road, Birmingham, B22 4LJ.
Could you say that again, please?
Yes. It's 57 Green Road, Birmingham.
That's G-R-E-E-N. Like the colour?
Yes, that's right.
And the postcode again, please?
Yes, it's B22 4LJ.
Okay. What's your home phone number?
It's 0121 787 6544.
I'm sorry.
0121 787 6544.
Mm-hmm. And what's your mobile number?
It's 07810 056 678.
07810 056 678.
Right.
And the last question, what's your email address?
It's dholmes@webmail.com.
Sorry, could you repeat that, please?
Yes, it's dholmes@webmail.com.
Okay, thanks a lot. Now, what you do.
Recording 1.19. 1.
Could you say that again, please?
2.
I'm sorry.
3.
Sorry, could you repeat that, please?
Recording 1.20.
What's your surname, please? What's your first name? And what's your nationality? What's your address? What's your home phone number? And what's your mobile number? What's your email address?
Recording 1.21.
Bags. Shoes. Suitcases. Watches. Dresses. Diaries. Men. Women. Children. People. Teeth.
Recording 1.22. 1.
This. What's this? What's this in English?
2.
These. What are these? What are these in English?
3.
That. What's that? What's that in English?
4.
Those. What are those?
Recording 2.1. Sally.
What's important in my life? Well, I've got a great CD player. I haven't got lots of CDs, but my friend Ian is a musician and he's got hundreds. And I've got an old bike. That's very important to me. What else? Well, I've got a beautiful long dress. It's red, my favourite colour, and I love it. Oh, and my new mobile phone is very important to me. It's got all my friends' phone numbers in it.
Bill.
What things are important to me? I've got a very old Toyota. It's not very fast, but it's important to us. My wife, Pat, hasn't got a car. And we've got a dog. His name's Fred, and he's 12 years old. He's very important to us. Oh, and I've got an expensive digital camera. It's very small, but the pictures are great. And I've got a very good DVD player and hundreds of DVDs. We love old films. The problem is, we haven't got a very good TV.
Recording 2.2.
I've got an old car.
You've got a great CD player.
He's got a lot of CDs.
She's got a red dress.
We've got a new DVD player.
They've got a dog.
I haven't got a lot of CDs.
She hasn't got a car.
Recording 2.3.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you got time to answer some questions? It's a product survey about cameras, computers, that sort of thing.
Yes, okay.
Sure.
Thanks. Right, first question. Have you got a computer?
Yes, I have. I've got an old laptop.
And what about you? Have you got a laptop too?
No, I haven't got a computer.
Okay. And have you got a mobile phone?
Yes, of course. Everyone's got a mobile phone.
Well, I haven't. They're expensive.
And have you got a digital camera?
No, I haven't. I've got a normal camera, but not a digital one.
And you, sir?
Yes, I've got a new digital camera.
And have you got a personal stereo?
Yes, I have.
No, I haven't. I've got a CD player at home, but not a personal stereo.
OK. And have you got a DVD player?
No, I haven't.
What about you, sir?
Yes, I've got a very good DVD player.
Yes, but his TV isn't very good.
No, I'm here to buy a new one.
Well, we've got some beautiful new TVs, and they're very cheap at the moment, so...
Recording 2.4.
Have you got a computer?
Yes, I have.
No, I haven't.
Has he got a DVD player?
Yes, he has.
Has she got a DVD player?
No, she hasn't.
Have they got any cheap TVs?
Yes, they have.
No, they haven't.
What have you got in your bag?
Recording 2.5. Lisa.
We're a typical British family, I think. My husband's name is Tom, and we've got two children, a girl and a boy. Our daughter's name is Emma, and Chris is our son. He's just a baby. And my parents, well, Bill is my father and Pat is my mother. I've got one brother, his name's Max, and one sister, Kate.
Max.
My wife's name is Anna, and we've got one daughter, Sally. She's 16 years old now. I've got two sisters, Lisa and Kate. Lisa's married with two kids, and Kate's divorced. My parents' names are Pat and Bill. They've got three children and three grandchildren. Two granddaughters, Sally and Emma, and a grandson, Chris.
Sally.
My parents' names are Anna and Max. I've got two aunts, Lisa and Kate, and one uncle. His name's Tom, and he's a musician. I've also got two cousins, Emma and Chris. My grandparents' names are Bill, he's my grandfather, and Pat, my grandmother.
Recording 2.6.
Parents. Daughter. Children. Brother. Uncle. Cousin.
Recording 2.7.
Doctor. Address. Woman. Musician. Manager.
Recording 2.8.
Sally's. Lisa is Sally's aunt.
Anna's. Max is Anna's husband.
Bill's. Pat is Bill's wife.
Pat's. Chris is Bill and Pat's grandson.
Chris's. Emma is Chris's sister.
Max's. Sally is Anna and Max's daughter.
Recording 2.9.
Tim, come and look at these photos of my family.
Oh, okay.
Right. This is my sister, Lisa, and her husband, Tom.
Lisa's a doctor, isn't she?
Yes, that's right.
What about Tom?
He's a jazz musician. He's very good.
Oh, right. How many children have they got?
Two, a girl and a boy. Look, here's a photo of them.
Mm. How old are they?
Emma is 7, I think, and Chris is about 10 months old.
They're beautiful.
Yes, they are. And this is my brother, Max. He's a lawyer.
And who's that?
That's Max's wife, Anna. She's from Italy, but her English is very good.
Wow, she's nice.
Yes, she is. She's an actress, actually. And that's their daughter, Sally. She's 16.
Right.
And these are my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Mum's a teacher. She teaches French. And Dad's retired.
How old are they?
Mum's 63 and Dad's 73.
Oh, okay.
And that's Fred, my favourite member of the family.
Sorry, where?
There.
Oh, the dog!
Yes, he's great.
Recording 2.10. Conversation 1.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Conversation 2.
What's the time, please?
It's about 2:30.
Conversation 3.
Excuse me, have you got the time, please?
Yes, it's 8:15.
Thanks a lot. You're welcome.
Recording 2.11.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
What's the time, please?
It's about 2:30.
Excuse me, have you got the time, please?
Yes, it's 8:15.
Thanks a lot. You're welcome.
Recording 2.12. A.
Hello. You have reached the Lewisham Gallery Information Service. We're open Mondays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Currently, the exhibition is Modern Art in Europe.
B.
OK, so that's two tickets for the Mary Colgan concert at the Camden Apollo on Friday the 5th of April at 7:30 p.m.
Yes, that's right. How much are the tickets?
C.
Welcome to the Ritz Cinema Information and Booking Line. Here are the films showing at this cinema from Friday, April the 5th to Thursday, April the 11th. Sons and Daughters, Certificate 12, showing at 3:25, 5:40 and 8:50 p.m. Good Times, Bad Times, Certificate 15, showing at 2:50, 5:10 and 8:30 p.m. To hear these times again, say, "Yes, please," after the tone.
Recording 2.13.
£20.
£7.50.
40p.
£29.99.
€9.
€6.50.
$35.
50 cents.
Recording 2.14. A.
Hello, you have reached the Lewisham Gallery Information Service. We're open Mondays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Currently, the exhibition is Modern Art in Europe and admission is £7 or £5 for students and children. For more information, call the ticket office on 020 8960 2424.
B.
OK, so that's two tickets for the Mary Colgan concert at the Camden Apollo on Friday the 5th of April at 7:30 p.m.
Yes, that's right. How much are the tickets?
They're £19.50 and £17.50.
£19.50 and £17.50?
Yes, that's right.
OK, two tickets at £19.50, please.
C.
Welcome to the Ritz Cinema Information and Booking Line. Here are the films showing at this cinema from Friday, April the 5th to Thursday, April the 11th. Sons and Daughters, Certificate 12, showing at 3:25, 5:40 and 8:50 p.m. Good Times, Bad Times, Certificate 15, showing at 2:50, 5:10 and 8:30 p.m. To hear these times again, say, "Yes, please," after the tone. Ticket prices for all performances are £6.50 for adults and £4 for children under 16. To book tickets, say, "Yes, please," after the tone.
Recording 2.15.
Two tickets for Sons and Daughters, please.
Two adults?
Yes, please. How much is that?
£13, please.
Here you are. What time is the film?
10 to 9.
Right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Enjoy the film.
Recording 2.16.
Lisa, where's my suitcase?
Here it is, behind the sofa.
And have you got my keys?
No, Tom, of course I haven't. They're on the desk, by the computer.
OK, thanks. And where's my mobile phone?
Oh, I don't know. Look, there it is, under my coat. There, on the sofa.
Thanks.
Mom, where are my new shoes?
They're under the chair by the window.
And where's my bag?
Oh, Emma. It's by the door, where it always is.
Thanks, Mom.
Right. Are you ready, Emma?
Yes.
Have you got your school books?
Yes, they're in my bag. Look.
Oh, no. Where's my passport?
It's on the table by the window, in front of the plant.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
Bye, darling. See you on Sunday.
Bye, sweetheart.
Right. Where's the baby?
Recording 3.1.
I get up at 5 o'clock.
You get up very early.
We start work at about 5:45.
They have an hour for lunch.
Recording 3.2.
When do you finish work?
Most days we finish at about 9 o'clock.
You start at 5:45 and you finish at 9?
Yes, it's a long day. But some days I sleep for an hour or two in the afternoon.
And when do you have dinner?
At about 9:30 after we finish work. We have dinner together and we talk about the day.
What time do you get back to the hotel?
At about 10:30.
And what time do you go to bed?
At 11 o'clock, and then I sleep for 6 hours.
So, do you have a glamorous life?
Not when I'm at work, no. Definitely not.
Recording 3.3. 1.
Where do you live?
2.
Where do you work?
3.
What time do you get up?
4.
When do you start work or classes?
5.
What time do you get home?
6.
When do you have dinner?
Recording 3.4. 1.
Do you go for a drink after work?
2.
What do you do in the evenings?
3.
Do you eat out?
4.
And what do you do at the weekends?
5.
Do you go to concerts?
Recording 3.5.
Hello, Tanya.
Oh, hello. It's, Robert, isn't it? You work in,
In our King Street office. I'm the manager there.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Good party, isn't it?
Yes, very nice.
Tanya, do you go for a drink after work? On Fridays, maybe?
No, I don't.
What do you do in the evenings?
Well, I don't go out very much in the week.
Okay. Do you eat out?
No, I don't. Restaurants are very expensive round here.
Right. And what do you do at the weekends?
Well, on Saturday afternoons I go shopping, but I don't go out on Saturday evenings. I stay in and watch TV.
Right. Do you go to concerts?
Yes, I do.
Well, there's a good concert on Friday. Do you want to come with me?
Thanks, but, there's a problem. Well, 3 problems, actually.
Oh?
I'm married, and I've got 2 children.
Oh.
Recording 3.6.
1.
Do you go out in the week?
Yes, sometimes. We visit friends.
2.
Do you have coffee with friends at the weekends?
Yes, sometimes.
3.
Do you go to the cinema every week?
Yes, I do.
4.
Do your friends go out a lot?
No, they don't. They stay in and watch TV.
5.
Do you do sport at the weekends?
No, we don't.
Recording 3.7. Conversation 1.
It's nearly midnight. Come on, everybody.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year, Chris.
You too.
Conversation 2.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Oh!
Congratulations!
Conversation 3.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Happy anniversary, dear. Oh, what nice flowers.
So, 50 years. A long time.
Yes, a very long time.
Conversation 4.
Happy birthday, Sheena.
Oh, thank you.
How old are you now?
22. Again.
Conversation 5.
Hello?
Hello, Uncle John. Guess what? We're getting married!
Congratulations! That's wonderful news!
Recording 3.8.
Happy birthday!
Congratulations!
Happy New Year!
Happy anniversary.
Recording 3.9. 1.
I'm 30 today.
2.
We've got a new baby boy.
3.
Today is our 40th wedding anniversary.
4.
We're getting married.
5.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Recording 3.10.
January. February. March. April. May. June. July. August. September. October. November. December.
Recording 3.11.
First. Second. Third. Fourth.
5th. 13th. 20th. 22nd. 23rd. 31st.
Recording 3.12. 1.
What's the date today?
It's the 5th of April.
2.
What's the date tomorrow?
It's July the 6th.
3.
When's your birthday?
It's on the 20th of May.
Recording 3.13. 1.
When do you start your English course?
September the 5th.
2.
When's your birthday?
The 13th of December.
Oh, that's on Tuesday.
3.
When's Mother's Day?
This year it's on March the 14th.
Oh, that's next week.
4.
When do your courses finish?
They all finish on the 2nd of July.
5.
Excuse me, what's the date today?
It's, October the 20th.
Thanks a lot.
6.
When's Jim and Mary's wedding day?
I think it's the 1st of February.
Oh, no. That's today.
Recording 3.14.
September the 5th.
The 13th of December.
March the 14th.
The 2nd of July.
October the 20th.
The 1st of February.
Recording 3.15.
What's the date today?
The 10th. Why?
It's Tom's birthday tomorrow. What shall we get him?
Let's get him a book.
I'm not sure.
OK, I know. He's got a new DVD player. Let's buy him a DVD.
That's a good idea. What about a Star Trek DVD?
Yes, or The Simpsons.
Oh, yes. Let's give him the new Simpsons DVD. Then we can watch it first.
Recording 3.16.
What shall we get him for his birthday?
Let's get him a book.
I'm not sure.
Let's buy him a DVD.
That's a good idea. What about a Star Trek DVD?
No, I don't think so.
Recording 3.17.
Do you think I'm a happy person in the morning?
Sometimes. Why?
It's a questionnaire. Are you an early bird or a night owl? But I don't have a lot of energy, so that's B.
What are the other questions?
Here, look. Question 2. Well, that's easy. I hardly ever get up before 9 at the weekend.
Yes, that's true.
Right. Question 3. Yes, I often watch films late at night.
But you never see the end.
Yes, that's true. So that's C. Next question, parties.
Oh, that's easy. You never stay to the end.
True. I never stay to the end, so it's C. Question 5. Well, I usually see friends in the afternoon, I think. Right, the last one. Yes, I'm always happy to talk to friends when they phone before 8.
What? I always answer the phone.
Yes, you answer the phone, then I talk to my friends. So it's A.
Yes, all right.
Right, what's my score then?